Turn your phone the other way, sideways, if you can.
Like this?
Yeah. Attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
What do you fucking think, kid? It's
Ski live after MLC. Now, listen, I got a little mad last night on Ski Mask. Excuse me. MLC. The only reason I keep saying that is because it's Ski Mask Media Palooza.
It's your show. No, it's because your show.
Huh?
It's your show. That's why you keep saying it, because it's really your show.
No. I'm talking about last night on MLC.
Yeah, but you called it Ski Mask Collective accidentally because it really is your show. Yeah, exactly.
We made the Palooza. The Palooza was our idea. So I thought it would be funny to keep bringing it up as it being my show. And Kevin got a little tinkered at the what was it, the jab?
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Huh?
How'd it go?
Not well. I didn't have any sound. I'm pretty sure he's mad at me, and he'll steal all my money. Yeah, Jenta said, no, Jenta, you're wrong. As a member, I did not get kicked off. I left because I had no sound.
Get Jenta up there. Hello, folks. How are you? What's going on? It's been a while, right?
It has been. It's been a couple weeks, dude, but I'm glad we're back. We're killing it. You're killing it, man. I see you got something coming up that's massive.
You mean the fight?
Yeah, it's going to be easy. Why is everyone betting against you?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think a lot of people, you know, get confused that, like, TV, what you see on a screen is different than real life, you know? So a lot of these folks that are making these bets are people that have only known Ryan and me through the internet or on the television.
Yeah, because I've been through real life, and I got to say, you could barely get in my front door when you came to my apartment. You're a tall dude with a long stretch.
Yeah, and he's not. Right. You know, I guess
I've met Ryan before, and dude, it's gonna be a blowout. Like, you're gonna have to take it easy, or unless do you want to make it real quick?
Pop in, pop out, real quick. Something just happened to your audio. Can you jump in, jump out?
Yeah,
that's bizarre that just happened like that. Sorry, folks. Right. Just bear with us here. We are working on some new technical issues that have just arisen over the past few weeks now that Ski Mask does not have a full-time gig anymore. He lost his work computer. But there he is. He's here with us, folks. And now it's just me. There we go. So we're going to just give him a break to see if he can figure that out. How are you, folks? I want to reach out to all of my friends in the chat. We've got Hubby talking about likability, which is pretty ironic. What else? Here we go. He's going, the bigger they are. Yeah, well, Tubby's a fat boy, so he probably knows about falling a lot. Please do go check out the episode where Tommy came on and showed his pecker. You can go see that on the Ski Mask Collective Patreon only, but it is on there. For some reason, I don't think Ski Mask. Did you ask Tommy to take his dick out that time, or did he just take it out on his own?
I asked him how big it was, and I think he then thought it was a good idea to take it out.
Yeah, you didn't like Jim Jones.
No, because every time we have a first guest on, we ask them how big their piece is. I mean, that's the first question we ask the guest. And so we asked Tubby how big it was, and he decided it'd be a good idea just to whip it out, which I have also been accused of doing. But when I did it, I just walked in. It could have been an easy hang-up, you know, if you're a good producer.
So we have Jenta, our good friend here, checking in on a membership comment. Get a refurbished computer or iPad. They are like $125. Bucks.
Yep, I'm okay. Negative $5 right now, Jenta.
Yeah, Jenta, you could super chat that $125. Well, don't super chat. Actually, you could use that donation link above. That'll go much quicker and faster to Ski Mask. So, sure, right. Jenta, that'll be just $125. If you want to actually add on I think it's like 10.25 state tax, sales tax. So, you know, shoot like 150 over when you get a chance, because we could definitely use that.
$500 to end the show right now.
We $500.
Right now. Put that banner up. I think it was 400, but we'll end the show right now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of wish that would happen, because your audio is banged up. It's banged up,
it's
kid.
I don't know. Dude, I have $1,000 worth of audio equipment over here, and I can't get shit to work without a fucking laptop. It's annoying. That's why I left MLC last night, because I frankly got annoyed, man.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work, man. This is gonna fucking drive people nuts. Can you maybe try? I know I had you jump back and forth before, but it might be worth switching back over to your original source.
Let me see
if
I can find some headphones, man.
Yeah, because right now you're doing stencil click, and I mean, unless this is a bit, unless this is, you know, it's a work. If this is a work, this is a good work. But I think this is actually a shoot.
I'm not doing work because I'm trying to bring this show back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Kevin's watching.
I need money.
And yes, flat chat, flat cat, Jessica. We live in pretty fucking corrupt part of the country, New York, New Jersey. Sales tax, they come at you hard. That's why you watch. Like, I'm not even getting into it. Fucking.
All right, kick me out real quick. Let me find these headphones.
Yep. All right. All right, folks. You got your boy here, Stevie Lou. Enough of this madness. What's going on? Jenta says that she's got to work two jobs and super chill. Okay, that's taking the joke serious. Thank you, Jenta, for being a fan and a supporter and being here alone. Your presence is a present, and we thank you very much for that. Let me see if the... I don't know if he's... It doesn't look like he's back. So it looks like... What can you... Anyone tell what this is? That's, is that his ball sack? Oh man, I don't know. So what else we got going on here? Let's have a little sales tax discussion. Massachusetts is 6.25. Now I think it really depends on the county. And I know Westchester County ain't much better, but I think the city, New York City, is the highest. What else we got going on here? If anybody else is in the chat and you are a member, you do get priority. So please, if you aren't a member, do go subscribe to the Ski Mask Collective. We did have a tough few weeks there, and I'm not going to lie, shit happens. Summertime, probably caught up on a few folks. Some people got fired from their jobs. Other people are trying to fight people. I don't know. There's a lot going on. So I imagine that this is like a little bit of the slow summertime break. We'll be here for you. Don't you worry about it. We've been planning on streaming more. And I know Terry Nee is probably freaking the fuck out right now looking at these things. But we'll be streaming more for you guys. And especially in the fall, once, you know, school's back in session. And Ski hopefully has a job. I think things will level out. But right now, we're kind of just flying by the seat of our pants. Max C jumping in saying that he got banned from In Hot Water Ski Mask. Now, I heard that. I did hear that. But I would like to make this point of note that I've had a situation, he never said specifically, Stevie, you're banned, but I've had more than one, you know, blow up, dust up with the one Gino Bisconti, and I've been back in studio just as of this past week. So I think Gino wears his emotions on his sleeves, and he can come around. So hopefully that's what happens. You know, folks, I think he got a little bent out of shape with the way that Ski was giving him a little bit of guff, which I think was funny, because come on, have some thicker skin there, Gene. And then also, I guess Ski Mask texted him the next day that other people had texted ski mask to tell him that his appearance and the show was one of the best shows in recent history. And Gino didn't like that neither. You know, he is the star of the show. So I don't think he appreciated ski mask trying to maybe ensue that he was the one that made everyone come that day. I popped into the studio just because I saw my brothers in arms were getting after it, and I immediately had to wake the boy up. I don't know if you saw that, but I was found on camera. I was seen on camera walking directly into the studio and giving him the old, like, wake up, sort of thing. So I don't know where he's gone. He seems to have left me on my own. But hey, this is now a loose cannon show, I guess we'll call it. Folks, we could use the super chats right now. Hopefully he'll be back in a few moments and we could discuss more exactly why we need those super chats, what we need to do with the money, but we do need money. So if you'd like to start, you can send super chats over via YouTube, or you could also hit that QR code there, which would bring you to a link to directly donate to the Ski Mask Collective. Again, $500 super chat ends the show immediately. That's normally a Ski Mask Collective feature, but it looks like he wanted me to install that today on us on our Stevie and Ski. Again, took a few weeks off. I was at a Grateful Dead concert a few weeks ago. I actually went and worked out last week. All right, let's see what we got here in the chat. It looks like Jive Turkey is saying that I used some wrong language here. That happens. I do need to get a mouse. I have a mouse, actually, don't I? I need to connect that mouse again because this whole shaky shit is just not really doing it. Let's check back in over here and see if there's any. Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, nope. Not doing that. I don't know. Sounds like something's going on over there. So thank you very much to Jessica Black Cat. I know she's usually doing this over on Nobody Likes Onions, but I guess old habits die hard. And yes, please do hit the like button. It does help us with our, I don't know actually what it helps, but everybody else is saying it. So, okay, I'm getting a little action over here. Let's maybe check back in with Ski and see if he's in the middle of a domestic or something. Let's see here.
Yep, in the middle, right in the middle of a domestic disturbance, folks. Can you hear me?
Oh, God. I can hear you. You're back, pal.
All right, put me to the left.
Looking great. Oh, yep, hold on.
$500 to end the show right now. Hit the like button, or whatever they say.
Audio is still terrible. Audio is still right. Some...
Is the audio terrible now?
Good old-fashioned.
Is it terrible now?
Still bad. I don't know what's going on. It's okay. We'll work with it. You know, I think
how about I just fucking blow my head off or something?
Oh, no.
This is pissing me the fuck off. I can't do shows. I got all this audio equipment. No one will fucking give us super chats because we stink. Dude, I don't know what the fuck to do, man. I'm losing my goddamn mind, Stevie.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Yeah, bud, listen. This is like second act of any good play.
I went to an unemployment office today. What the fuck is that? Look at me, dude. I can do any job I want.
Is that what you told them? Is that what you went in and just fucking... They were like, hey, can we see some identification? And you just went...
I did get denied, yes.
Oh,
they took one look at me and they're like, yeah, you don't need unemployment. I'm like, why? We know why. So, all right, let's get into it. What's going on?
Well, yeah, what's going on with you? We got to get you a new computer. That's, I guess, But then Stancil wants a new computer too. So I guess we both have to get, it's like you can't get one kid one toy. You got to get both kids a toy.
Well, I think what will happen is I'll steal all of Kevin's money. Not steal it, win it. In Atlantic City at the poker tables, August 19th at Ski Mask Palooza featuring MLC. I will take Kevin's money this time. He took my money last time. It's time for me to win it back. He's not a very good poker player.
Hey, I get it. That's good to know that we're going down there, I guess, still.
Do you need a ride?
I thought I had a ride. I don't know now anymore what the hell you're doing here. Do you have a place to stay?
I do, but it's going to be like a floor of a hotel room. I got some boys coming up from Texas, and we could stay with them.
Okay, so I don't have a place to stay.
No, you totally have a place to stay. It just might be the floor of a hotel room, like I did when I went to Chrissy Mayer's wedding.
Gotcha. Okay, maybe we can get you guys a computer, and then we can get me a place to sleep, a reasonable place
to sleep. I think Victor might be going, and if Victor's going, then he's going to have a suite, so talk to him.
All right. Listen, I guess I'm not too proud to sleep on a floor in Atlantic City if it means spending time with the crew.
It's a nice suite, dude. We got a suite.
Victor, I trust.
I got two guys. What up, Dr. Chow? I got two guys coming up from Atlanta, Texas.
Yeah, Big Willie.
Big Willie and his dad. His dad's coming.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a poker player. So it's going to be funny to watch him at the tables with Brennan. I can't wait for that.
All right. So we got some positive there. Then we've got some positive things.
And we're going to be doing live shows from the beach as soon as I figure out the audio. I'm going to get some new headphones or something. I don't know what's up with the clicking. What's up, Lil Mayor? Yeah.
Clicking like a goddamn Somalian.
Nah, it's fine. We'll figure it out, dude. You know, we live and we learn.
I like this. This is a good ski mask. You're sober right now, right?
Yeah, totally sober. I've been sleeping it off for reasons why only you know. Has been very helpful. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Everybody needs a little reset sometimes.
What's going on with these clips and these tweets I'm seeing trashing you?
Are you selling drugs? I want to start off with a very, very fucked up rumor that's out. Came out just yesterday, and a lot of people have been DMing me about this now. Apparently, Carl from Who Are These Podcasts thinks that I'm not on the same level as Bill Burr.
That's bullshit.
Fucking complete horseshit. All right? Right. You know, I know you are
on the same level as Bill Burr. I've been around you. You're funnier than Burr. Burr
exactly.
Stinks. He was, when he first started, maybe not. But now he's a sellout. He's completely sold out. He's moved to LA, and he won't stop trashing white people. And he's white. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
first of all, Bill Burr's a fucking bitch. Okay,
he
couldn't handle his shit on MLC. That's what the whole hellabaloo was about. That he fucking got his shit ran on MLC and ran off and never came home. You know, and then he goes and throws Anthony Cumia out of the Comedy Cellar.
Right.
So you know what? That's two strikes on you, motherfucking Bill
Burr. That's a bitch move.
One more fucking strike, Bill, and I'll see you in the ring.
Ooh, Stevie Lou fighting Bill Burr. Beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, I'm already past this other guy. Not even thinking about him. I'm looking for Burr. I'm actually, you know what? Burr, Alex Stein, your time to dine is 9.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I took mushrooms earlier today. I'm fucking starting to really fuzz out.
I met Alex Stein at Chrissy Mayer's wedding. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. the dude rules.
So here's the thing. He would at least be a challenge, you know, because he's like my size.
Put Dr. Chow's chat up, because he's completely right. He's 100% correct.
Look at that, folks. Dr. Chow, who knows podcasting better than maybe anyone on the planet. Correct. Anyone on the planet Earth. Like, literally has one of the most well-respected, like, insider sources.
You know, I got to vent about this.
Go ahead.
Everyone calling it this world that we live in, this MLC world. What are they saying on Twitter? It's like a separate world. It's not. It's just fucking podcasting. It's just firing up your cell phone or firing up a laptop with an adequate equipment and laughing.
Having some talent.
You know? It's not a separate fucking world. It's not. I feel like they're trying to separate us. Like when Gino says that shit. Gino, blow me, by the way.
He called you.
Huh?
He called you?
Yeah, he called me last night.
That's actually a good sign, I feel.
For what?
For just life. Because everybody else is like, oh, you're done for. You'll never be on in hot water again. You fucking did this, that.
I don't care, because I get messages. I'm still getting them. That was one of the funniest in hot water episodes ever. Tell me I'm wrong, Stevie.
I was there in person laughing my balls off. You know, boys were laughing. The booth boys, you know, like, come on. You know, but let's be clear. The booth boys were also cleaning up fucking sopping wet desk and fucking
that wasn't
abacus
me.
Balls everywhere, literally pulling them out.
The abacus balls, like, was for me. Slamming.
You guys are fucking lot. You guys are a lot.
We know we're a lot. That's the point of ski mask.
I get why people are like, no more of this ever here again. You know, I get why that was like a thought someone had.
Right.
Hopefully he kind of maybe came to his senses and realizes that, yeah, I mean, get it, not every week, but fucking you only come in. This is like, I think, your second time this year.
Second time this year. Yeah.
This year. Yeah. Right. So like if you come in like the seasons, then who the fuck cares? Come on, man. Let these guys go. Let them go. Yeah,
I bashed an abacus against my head.
You were fucking out ice cold. Ice cold.
The clip of them when they put the mouth on me, I think it was on the dump.
Hilarious. No,
fantastic. Yeah. It was amazing. I laughed my balls off.
So, Carl, when you say shit like, you used to have Bill Burr on, and now you got the likes of Stevie Lou. You know, yeah, you got the likes of Stevie Lou. You got one of the most fucking firecracker, wild motherfuckers out there that is so unpredictable and can handle it. And
I can handle my shit. That's what the show is about, is unpredictability. Like, I don't even know if it's a word. Being unpredictable is what's funny these days. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I can light a firecracker right now. I can set a gun off if I wanted to.
All right, well.
You know, like, that's what I'm talking. That's what's funny. That's what people need in podcasting. Not this, oh, you know what this person did? Put Melinda's.
Melinda R. is asking, did anyone at Sullivan's ask you about the ski mask? Yes, I was wondering what people were thinking.
The nice waitress walked up to me and she said, are you part of the Kumia gang? And I was like, yep, I'm going up to do a show. She knew immediately, so it was not a problem. By the way, folks, $500 to end the show right now. Yeah,
honestly, like, while it's looking a little light these days, I've been spending a lot. You need computer equipment. I could use, honestly, a few more pieces of boxing equipment. That shit starts to get expensive if you start to like get different types of gloves and shit just for different shits and all that.
I knew you were gonna go through this. You start
like wanting different weights, you know, because you got bag gloves, you got sparring gloves, you got, you know, I just got a bunch of jump ropes and hand grips. All this weird shit's coming in, and eventually I'm gonna have to get like some proper, you know, shorts and everything. So, folks, anybody now,
at this point can do. Yeah, are you guys set at a certain weight level?
On
the gloves?
No, none of that's been set yet. The initial plans were like 16 ounce and headgear, which, you know, okay. I said I'd rather go lighter and no headgear. But if this really? Is what, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to do.
I've been right next to you on a podcast on a beach at a Speedo. You have a hard fucking head.
Yeah, man. You know, and like, I get it. Safety is important, and we are both older beat people. It is. So, yep, you know, right. No one wants to see anybody with some lasting effects, but, you know, it's like, otherwise, are we going to fucking play patty cake, or are we going to really try to fucking do something, you know? So, hey, the location may be close to getting landed. I don't know. I have to talk to these folks.
Well, I recently heard rumors that someone's not allowed to be there in support.
That will no longer be the case. You are 100% allowed back in.
Why was that the original thing?
Because some silly prankster out there wanted to like use a little opportunity to, you know, get some clout by getting involved when he wasn't really taking it serious or anything. So that person has a like vendetta, I think they call it. Yeah, vendetta against you, and I think me too. So
I think it's the person that's still attacking you on Twitter relentlessly, and it's annoying at this point.
I don't even see it because I'm blocked. So, hi, blank, I won't even, blank, I won't even send it hi, to you. Blank, blank's lawyer.
Hi, blank, blank's lawyers. Hey, add Quadfather in it if he's available.
Oh, man, you know, I could give him a shout. Because that boy does have a hot hand. I
would love to talk to the
boy's got a hot hand right now. Did you see him on the BS show the other day?
I heard all about it.
Very good job. And yeah, your audio is so fakakta. We did lose Jake Hudson from the team. Jake, if you're watching out there, or if you're watching in the future, no hard feelings, buddy.
We didn't lose him.
He's no longer, he no longer wants to be a part of the Loose Cannon producer.
He wants to be part of Ski Mask because he's been retweeting my shit.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a different show. That's a completely different show.
Yeah. No, Jake Hudson rules, man. Happy 30th.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I was there for his birthday stream, but then shortly thereafter, you know, there were some interferences run by some folks and got in his head, and he kind of told me to go fuck myself. You know, gotcha. not the first time. Okay. And
Gil Bravo keeps blowing my phone up about some stupid shit. And Gil Bravo, I hope you were in Atlantic City because I know what you look like, and I'm gonna punch you right in the fucking face when I see you.
There we go. You heard it here, folks. Gil Bravo on site.
Luke. I hugged on site.
That's not what on site means. Not the way you say hugged on site. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, on site when I met Luke, I hugged him at the secret show. I hugged Jim Grindel at the secret show.
Big piece.
Yeah. Medium sized piece.
All right. There you go.
So I gave both those boys a hug. But Gil Bravo, stop blowing up my fucking phone. I'm serious. It's annoying. I know it's you. I know your fucking voice. Stop. Just stop. Just relax with it. Put a VHS on. I don't care.
What VHS should he put on?
Jaws.
Jaws is a good one. Jaws
is a good one.
Jaws, or I gotta give it to my boy, Mr. Herman.
Dude, I like that picture you posted the other day,
Which one?
You were filming something. The dead head. That looks so fucking real, man.
That was last night at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I just saw it like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what's so silly? And I shouldn't even say it. I'm putting myself at risk here. But I'm a real motherfucker. I'm like, okay. Someone's going to report the tweet. You know,
right,
and say it's like it's gore or whatever, you know, and it's special effects, which honestly, if I end up and like actually if I do get kicked off Twitter because my special effects are so realistic, then God damn it. That is not just another.
It looked real as fuck, bro. I was looking at him like this. I was like, dialing in, like trying to figure out like where the special effects actually were. So great job, dude.
Good job. That was for just a quick scene. Basically, that's a shot where like these guys are walking down the street. One guy like has a fucking vision that the guy walking with him bashes him over the head, and he is seen just for a second with his head bashed out. So yeah, man, wow. Thank you very much. No, I appreciate that. It's gonna be an interesting. It's amazing what the folks do with the final product, you know. But it's
but taking me. Comment.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Yeah.
That's good, Tubby.
Tubby is great, man.
Me and him have been back and forth in DMs lately.
I
told Tubby he was totally fucked up for sending shit to Kevin's apartment, and he agreed. He goes, "I'm sorry, I did that." And
I had a problem with Tubby recently, man.
Right, but he was very understanding, which I loved because
I had a problem with him. I had a problem with him, but I do not have this level of a problem with him. You know, he is not on my on-site list, Tubby. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm going to give you something big and fat if I see you. That's going to be a hug and a kiss, and big boy. I mean, I might give him a little peck on the pecker. But, you know, Tubby is one of those... parts of the community.
Since I can't wear the mask, I got to put something else on.
Yeah, but that the classic from Tubby there. It looks like Junior Coltrane won Golden Gloves twice, but he learned more about fighting in prison than he ever did boxing. And
great.
Apparently, Bob will find that out in AC. That sounds like a very direct physical threat from Junior Coltrane to Bob Levy. Don't think that's a good idea.
What is going on with Levy lately? I saw that he left the show that he does at 9 a.m. early. He said, I got stuff to do around the house. And then he was acting a little funny on MLC. Now, I love Levy, personally, but I'm a little worried about him. Like, he may be smoking too. Like, I'm worried he may be having some heart issues or something. I don't know. Not trying to start any rumors. Shit, man.
I don't even want to hear that sort of stuff. Bob is our boy, our dad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he's daddy.
No,
Kevin's daddy. Kevin's daddy. So, you like that, Dr. Nah, Chow, SMC?
This is the world. The world needs Bob Levy, man. Especially fucking right now. The world needs Bob Levy. So
the world needs Bob Levy.
We need Bob Levy around.
That's the title. This episode, The World Needs Bob Levy. Remember that. Write it down so you don't forget.
You know, Bob's a fucking champion, man. He's a warrior.
Dude, he's a king, man. He always kills.
Any setback that guy's had, he bounces back. We've all seen
I think Flatcat is right. Put up Flatcat's comment.
Yep. Sorry, I'm slow on the comments today. So.
No, it's fine.
Bob's just tired.
Because of all his podcasts, his swimming pool debacle.
Yeah, maybe he's just been doing too many laps. He could be just doing a lot of laps.
Great, killer joke. Doing too many laps. Speaking of laps, man, I went to a gym the other day. Did some laps. And boy, I gotta tell you.
Thank you, Tubby. I accept your apology, and I also apologize. Thank you, buddy.
Tubby rules, man.
I'll unblock you.
Tubby rules. You block people on Twitter?
He's one of the only ones, but it was because he pushed my buttons in a certain way, and I'll just leave it at that. I won't get into it. You know, okay. It's between him and I, and I appreciate his apology, and I would respect him to just keep that between us. I mean that. So.
Yep. Yeah. Me and him had an exclusive conversation because I told him, I'm like, dude, stop sending shit to people's houses, because that one video he did a long time ago. Of him, he was on an elliptical, and he's like talking about podcasts while he's like working out on the elliptical. One of the funniest fucking videos I've ever seen.
And I'm like, dumbass, I haven't been able to see any of his videos since I clipped them on there. So that's bad on me, and I've definitely been missing out. Yeah. So I'll get to the, I'll fix
well,
that.
Well, that was one of the things I told him. I said, stop DMing people, get back to just doing videos, and if they're good, people will DM you. Okay, Tubby, if you're listening, that's the truth. If you're funny, people will send you the DMs.
Dang Lizard. Kevin is the dad that hits you with a belt and challenges you. And Bob is the dad that comes to watch your game and builds you.
Well, my dad hit me with a belt when I stopped.
Great job, Dang Lizard. Wonderful comment there. Can't say I don't disagree. Barry Tubby Stevens wants to know, where do I send Stevie Shrink Wrap Roadkill? Is there
you
any...
You can send it to my address if you want.
If it's exotic, I guess I wouldn't mind exotic roadkill.
Well, to make a pair of boots, like I have lizard skin boots. I have ostrich skin boots.
I guess I would take alligator. I would stuff a possum.
Sorry. Just got a notification from Chan Zuma. He unblocked me on Twitter because apparently he's mending fences, Steve.
Dude, me too. Holy shit, yeah. We should actually, this is breaking news, you know, another breaking news.
Send him a link. I have his phone number. I'll send him a link right now.
I guess. But yeah,
Chad,
that is.
We know you're watching. Get in the chat. All right.
Truth be told, yes, folks, dead ass serious. I hate saying that. I'm sorry for saying dead ass. But I am serious. Chad Zumach unblocked me on Twitter. I don't know when, yesterday or today. But I was like in a old timey movie. I rubbed my eyes and then looked closer. And I was like, it's got to be a fucking spoof. I was like,
dude,
trying to figure out
I was watching
where
Instagram Reels.
I was like, is there an underscore? Is there an underscore I'm not seeing? I literally rubbed my eyes and looked again and then went back and then searched and clicked it again. And I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe it, man.
I read the tweet. Vinny Cash says he's still blocked.
Oh, wow.
He's still mad that I went out to fix Vinny Cash's tile. Vinny, please put in the chat how I did on the tile. I know I couldn't clean up all the guap, but the guap was eventually cleaned, I believe, by Mr. Echo. Who, funny enough, you know Mr. Echo, right?
Yes.
Mr. Echo met Vinny Cash through this podcast. They found out they lived in the same city. So now Vinny hired Mr. Echo to come clean up all the dirty work I couldn't get done in time after I fixed this pool.
Dude, you're building economies of scale. You are drawing connections where, like, no one, you are potentially more powerful than the internet itself. If you break it down from, like, a potency sake, because at this point, and Dr. Chow could probably back me up on some of these concepts and numbers, but you know, if you take it the whole globe at this point, how many people are in it, right? And the whole internet is everywhere in the globe. But then if you take how many people are in the Kevin Brennan universe, and
that's the word I was thinking about earlier. That I fucking hate that people are throwing around. This universe. Right. I'm tired of hearing it. This ain't a universe. This is ski mask media.
Like, okay, so it's like a GDP. It's more or less like a podcast GDP. Ski Mask Collective has by far the highest GDP per podcast, you know.
Correct.
Because of the potency with how few, you know, viewers we really have. No offense, and thank you to the ones that are here right now. I'm not trying to disrespect
you.
We
got 65.
But like, and we've gone up to 200. We've gone up to 200 in our heyday, you know, live. So, you know, we live with it. I feel like a couple other people might be live right now fucking with us, but that's fine.
We'll get back there. I don't care about those other people.
What I'm saying is that your reach and like that sort of shit, how you're getting flown to fucking Utah to not only fix tiles, but then you're linking up other people who are fans to get jobs to fix tiles. Like, that's, come on, folks.
It's nuts. And I gotta say, I'll say it again. I've said it on my show already, but I'll say it on this show, Stevie and Ski Live After MLC. Vinny Cash is one of the best people I've ever met in my entire life. He's one of my best friends now. We talk every day on the phone. Love him. He's fucking great. His wife is amazing. His daughter's great. It's just, it was, It was the best thing ever, dude. You got to get out of fucking New York. Go to Salt Lake City. Go to fucking Miami. Stop.
Dude, do you want to address this?
Go ahead. Go address what?
Pops.
No.
Fair enough. Moving on. Junior.
Yeah, you know what? I'll address it. Fuck it. Me and my dad got fired. My dad got fired because he called his boss a cocksucker, which is hilarious.
Sounds like the apple don't fall too far from the tree then, I guess.
The CEO of E&I, he sent an email directly calling him a cocksucker, I think. And allegedly.
And, well, at least it wasn't the vaccine, you know?
Yeah, at least it wasn't the fucking vaccine. That's literally what I put on my fucking papers at the unemployment office today.
That was not.
I already got a new job lined up, so we're looking good, baby boys.
Let's see. Our friend Dang Lizard here popping in. Chad actually seems better. And stop drinking. He may be a good third mic if it's not as drama based as MLC. Let's see how long that lasts.
Send him a link.
I mean, not that but I don't want to reach out to him. I don't want to. It's too soon. Too soon.
Let's let it ride out and see once he falls back off the wagon.
I'm no fucking one trick pony here. I'm not going for a cheap fucking high. Let's
keep our eyes. We'll talk after the show, man. I don't want it to seem like you're my bitch, if that makes sense.
But yeah, listen, this is the time right now where we need the skeevies. The skeevies. That's what you guys are.
Skeevies.
You're the skeevies. So if you are a true blue skeevy, we need you to step up, send a few super chats, gift a few subscriptions, just straight donate.
Oh, I normally Earl, do the work. Earl, do the work. I'm ready to mend fences, Earl. I'm ready to do it. Put his comment up,
Steve. Yeah, absolutely. That's the real deal, Earl Skakel in the flesh. Hello.
I'm ready. Hello. I'm tired of the fighting. I'm tired of the bullshit. That's mend fences. You know, my audio.
Oddly enough, I am not too tired of the fighting. I am not necessarily looking to mend fences just yet. As you can see, I'm kind of in
When we do the first show, it's going to be a mess. We all know that. It's going to be a mess. We're going to be ripping each other up.
Here we go. Look at this. The fake Patrick Melton saying that we are better than Chad. Don't degrade ourselves. Skakel sucks. Disagree with
Skakel's all of this. Fuck.
And get a membership there, fake Melton.
Ski, you're going. Oh, look, put that up. Okay.
Now, come on. Did you know about that?
I did not know about this.
They've been promoting it all day, or at least this afternoon.
Dude, let me tell you something. When I'm coming down from alcohol, I do not look at my phone.
Yeah, that's all right. Listen.
That's here. Why I was playing cards with my girl.
Let's talk off. Let's like talk between you and I. Listen, tell him 500. Tell him 500. You're not coming on unless you get the five. You know, tell him take the 250 up front and then 250 after the show. I feel like that's honestly a very modest. It's a modest price for you, especially if they're gonna bring fucking Chubby Chad, Dr. the chicken boy.
I gotta pay some rent, man. 250 up front. 250 after the show. I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chow, to do this to you, but you know, Chow, I love a man of opportunity.
I love, dude, you've helped in tremendous ways. But I got a lady that's currently mad at me. And in order to do the show, I'm gonna need 250 up front.
Jesus Christ. It must be that time of month. Is it the moon or some shit?
It is the time of month, bro. Oh my god, it just happened today.
Fucking
that's why I was playing cards. You text me. I'm like, I'm playing cards.
Mine won't even talk. Yeah, we could use some money right now, folks. So Ski starts up with your holding these guys hostage. These guys are going. These guys
are going. Are you trying to mug? No, of course not. If he wants me to do his show, I need $250 up front so I can pay my fucking rent next month. I had to send my money. I had to send my lady some money.
It's gonna be a good show. If Chow is gonna get the exclusive and Little Mirror for you,
I swear to God, I'll be there.
Yeah. And he's sober too, Chow. So that'll be an explosive show if you can get those two fools together, because they have a lot to settle and they have not been on air together since maybe
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, man. So this is a 4-year running exclusive.
3 years.
Almost three plus. So that would be big. But.
To Amir, he spoke to you yesterday, did he?
You guys could come up with the scratch. We've seen the super chats that you've sent out there. Don't all of a sudden start acting like you guys have short pockets, alligator hands over here, right? Alligator arms.
What's his name? Lamar has alligator hands. I love Lamar Lee, man. He's so funny.
There we go. Look at that.
Gino said you were lying about why you got fired. Why would I lie about getting fired? All right, Little Mirror just texted me. He'll give me $200 to appear.
See, honestly, I say done. I say that's a good deal. All right, take that.
I'll do it. I'll do it for $200. Send me the link. You have my email, skimaskcollective@gmail.com. Please put in the super chat what time.
Just have them send it to you directly.
I just read it. 24 minutes. So we got 24 minutes to do this show. And then I got to hop over there.
Unless you get Chad. No, I'm sorry. Oh, man. That's funny. When you said, send Chad the link, I was like, wait, hold on. Wait, no, you said that you were going to come on. Wait, hold on. What's that? What's this all about?
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I fell off the wagon a little bit, like after Gino's show. I had the deadliest hangover ever the day after. But, you know, everything's looking up, man. Everything's going good. I got a great fucking job lead right next to my house.
Uh-oh.
What?
Dead fool. Hello, boys. No. I've been at my folks' nine. Oh, boy.
Cool. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. We are very
dude. Don't put the comment away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Deadpool,
we love Deadpool. You, dude.
Our thoughts are with you and your family, man. That's always priority first. So please ignore our dumb asses.
Right. Second priority is $500 in the show right now.
All right. That was funny. Please and no, but seriously, I don't want to. I already made fun of Carlos Danger's dad, I think, when he was in the hospital, and he's never going to let me live that down. So I learned my lesson there. And
Carlos is a good dude, man. Send our sincere thoughts to the Deadpool family. You know who else is a good dude?
Go ahead.
Pat Oates.
Sure.
Funny as fuck. Hilarious. He murdered at the beach.
Send him the link.
We only have 24 minutes. I got to hop on over to
Chad. I was kidding. His Wi-Fi sucks always, too.
We got Ding Lizard. Thank you, Ding Lizard.
There's Dr. Chow throwing.
Deadpool and a Papa, correct.
Respect and prayers.
Respect.
And also Junior Coltrane jumping in. Tubby as well. You know what I mean? So, hey.
Of course.
That's what this, again... And not piggyback off of tragedy, but this is the kind of community that we have here that, you know what I mean?
Dead fools. Stevie, I'll talk to you later in the show.
Happened. Sorry, folks.